You're my quality control. Captivates your party patrol. You're my body and soul.
Let's go hour number two on a Wednesday. Hope you're having a good one. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling producing, keeping it all straight for you today. It is National Love Your Pet Day. So if you want to throw pictures of your pets on Twitter or Facebook, that is where it's all going down today. Somebody just sent us a picture. It is Jay Solis on Twitter. Chocolate lab named Augustus, named after the character in Lonesome Dove. And the small one is Wrangler. He's a ranch dog, always killing things out of nowhere. Just shows up with dead rats, squirrels, snakes, and birds.
Nice.
Hashtag National Love Your Pet Day. Look at these two faces, Kevin.
I was looking at some
outside.
See
those two dogs there?
Yeah.
They're going to cause trouble.
I like the, you got one that's huge and one that's just tiny.
That is great. One could literally ride the other.
I know.
If you wanted to. Ride them around the property there. So hope you're having a good Love Your Pet Day. Let's jump right in the Vaqueros Cafe Cantina Hotline and have our weekly conversation with Jeff Howell of 24/7 Sports and CBS Sports. Jeff, how are you? Uh-oh.
That was a bad omen.
The crazy start there. All right, we'll try to get Jeff back while we're doing
it's like
that.
He's taking the
little breath, and then it wasn't there. While we're doing that, let's remind you that this part of the show also brought to you by Dunkin'. The best twos are Dunkin' Go Twos. Great deal for $2, $4, or $5. Two egg and cheese wraps for $2. Two bagels with cream cheese croissants for $5. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply.
Do we have more Dunkin's around now? We'd gotten down to just one.
Thanks to Colt,
off 183.
I think we do. I think Colt's helping grow the Dunkin's.
Jeez, Colt's done so much for this town.
He has. Well, he was always accurate. You know, that accuracy, just trying to build up.
I'm
build
not sure
up.
Which one I appreciate more now. Well, I do, but yeah. I appreciate the more Dunkin's.
Exactly. All right, let's try Jeff Howe again. Jeff, you there?
Guys, you got me?
We got you, man.
I'm glad you're okay, man. Right. I want to make sure that wasn't the last breath.
It sounded like you took a big breath and then, like, passed out.
No, you can thank the wonderful cell service out on 130 for the bad connection.
I got you.
I thought it was some wrestling. What's that choke thing they do? Sleep hold or whatever.
You thought it was like a Roddy Piper sleeper
yeah.
hold from back in the day? No, nothing like that. Jeff, what did you give us your thoughts on this Larry Fedora story? Texas, I don't think, has made it official yet and verified everything, but I know plenty of reports are out there that Tom Herman is going to bring Larry Fedora in as an offensive analyst. You like the move?
Yeah, and here's what I think people need to remember about when you hire somebody as an analyst, right? So you're not bringing them in to recruit. They can't have any kind of, you know, communication with anybody on game day. You know, they're not coaching on the field. This is just a situation of, hey, do you know football, and can you help us in our game plan and figure out what we're doing? And I think Larry Fedora is going to help Texas and Tom Herman kind of advance this offense. So this offense, you know, really when you start looking at it, guys, it was pretty – I don't know, I'll use the word phenomenal, just kind of how malleable the offense was, just in terms of week to week, whatever they needed it to be. They need to, you know, really grind the clock out and not score a lot of points, but really control the game, or, you know, if you need to get in the shootout, you know, whatever needed to happen, kind of happened. But, you know, the way the Big 12 is currently constructed, until there's some kind of major shift, and you look at the numbers Oklahoma's been putting up, unless you can consistently score points and score from any part of the field and do it in a number of ways, you know, you're going to have a tough time winning a conference championship. And I think we can all agree after last season, that's the realistic next step for this program to take. So I think Larry Fedora is going to bring the RPO element. He's a big tempo guy, a true spread guy, kind of a balanced spread. But I think really what he's going to help Tom Herman do, and especially he's going to help Tom Herman do is really figure out, okay, you've got all these weapons on the perimeter. How do you go about using them the best? Because you look at the pieces he's had over the years in North Carolina, you know, whether it was, you know, Matt Collins on the outside or a guy like Ryan Switzer in the slot, you know, a big tight end like Eric Ebron, who was a matchup issue for people. It's figuring out matchups and how to get these guys in the most favorable matchups. And with as much perimeter talent as this offense is going to have, especially if Blue McCoy is part of that mix, I love having a guy like Larry Fedora that understands how to get guys in favorable matchups and get the ball in their hands.
So, Jeff, take us through exactly what an analyst does. Let's start with day one. Does he come in and take a look at what Texas has on film? Is he looking at other defenses? What exactly is he doing to help?
Yeah, so done this, and I've talked to a few people who have actually done the analyst role. Really, in the spring, it's a lot of self-scouting. You know, in the offseason, you're going to do a lot of self-scouting. Once you get into closer to the – a lot of it varies from staff to staff. You know, some guys like to plan out their first two or three games pretty far ahead. Other guys might take a little more time into camp before you really start getting down to the nitty-gritty. But basically, once the season starts, is your role will be once that staff comes in on Sunday, you know, and they put the previous game behind them, your job is really to have everything they would need to know from a scouting report standpoint ready to go. And from
let's give him a call back. Yeah, Trey, let's give him a call back.
Oh, man. Damn that
toll
road.
We'll try another one.
Yeah, we'll try it again. Darn toll road. We've had some bad luck lately with phone services.
We have. We're going to GoFundMe for Sukumo, Jeff Howe.
It'd be different if we didn't want to hear from them, right?
Oh, I think our audience, they want to hear from them.
It would be totally different if it was like, now that answer
was
bad.
Everyone chips in a couple bucks.
Answer was bad anyway.
Those guys can pay for it, but they got other stuff. They got family and stuff like that.
It's also weird, you know, out there. I know the story on 130.
We always have fun with that, and then I'll call people, and I'll be on certain stretches like that. I'm like, oh, I think my service is good, and...
Yeah, the bad spots, dead
spots.
Bad spots
are bad spots.
My wife even has places where she knows when her satellite radio is going to go out.
Okay.
She knows it exactly. Like, it'll cut out and come back in.
So let's get back to it. And, Jeff, let's get back to kind of what you were talking about. We kind of caught the very beginning of that in terms of what you know analysts will do.
Right. So, basically, in the spring and in summertime, it'll be a lot of self-scouting. And you'll be going through, you know, personnel and figuring out different things in-house. But once you get closer to the season – your job really is going to be to have a scouting report ready on Sunday when the staff gets in and gets ready to game plan for the next opponent. And then from there, you know, Tom Herman, we know, likes the collaborative effort. I think what really that holds water is when you're game planning and getting ready for the opponent. You know, Larry Fedora is going to sit down and say, hey, here's the matchup. You want this?
Yeah, it's tough. All right. All right. We'll try. Yeah, maybe try.
Maybe 5 o'clock. Hour.
Yeah, we may try it another time. We'll have Trey talk with Jeff and see if he's going to be around. Maybe top of next hour.
Trey, can you edit our questions?
We can try that again. Yeah, we'll try.
And just so we can replay those for the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, and we'll try to figure that out. And also wanted to ask him about Jalen Garth and Mookie Cooper, Tarion Mookie Cooper, coming in the 2020 class. So we will get that next hour. But yeah, that's. That part of
505, guys.
505,
he's good. Okay, so that part of it is logical to me, too. Just somebody just crushing on film. There's some extra stuff, some extra cut-ups. If you have a specific thing that week that about you or about them that you want somebody to focus on, you take a mind like Larry Fedora and say, hey, I want all of this. I want this formation, this team. Give me every time they've run it. All season long, and that could be his thing to at least start the week. Right?
Start the week, right? Yeah. Yeah, no, you want get as many eyes in there, good eyes as you can, and it's going to alleviate some of the stresses and just things that the assistant coaches and head coaches have to do. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're still recruiting. I mean, there's so many things going on. You just don't have enough time to do it. And these guys aren't getting any sleep. If it gets them a couple extra hours of sleep, that's good. Sean McVay forced himself to get 6 hours.
That sounds so crazy.
I know. A couple days before the game.
Really?
He started
before the Super Bowl.
Before.
Before any game.
I don't think he got any sleep for that one. That's what it looked like.
Yeah, that's true.
This year he started that.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Just so we can be more fresh.
Yeah, imagine that.
All of a sudden, yeah, you ever take that test and you just studied too long and you get there and you thought, I would have been better off just having a fresh mind and getting a 80 on this.
Yeah, coffee and, you know,
Yeah.
Coffee can only take you so far.
It can only take you so far.
Got to get some of that rest. All right, something else you got to do is go to Total Men's Primary Care. Guys, if you haven't been to the doctor recently, this is a great place to do it. In fact, it's places to do it. They have 13 centers all over the area, so wherever you are, need something close to home, need something close to work, they're going to have one that's right for you. Go to TotalMens.com, find the one that is right for you, and get these scheduled. And as I've been saying all month long, let that special someone in your life know you're going to be around for plenty of Valentine's days and all kinds of other holidays to come. Don't let them schedule your appointments for you. You take charge. You schedule those appointments. Don't make any more excuses. TotalMens.com. Check it out there. Find the location that's right for you. I'm going to set mine up in April. That's been my month these last couple years to get my well check. So get yourself a month established. Maybe it will be February, and then you'll do it every year and make sure everything's running right. Total Men's Primary Care, the doctor's office just for men. All right, jumping into the show, we talked about the Loving Your Pet Day. Check out Craig Way's group. I didn't realize Craig had three schnauzers now. I knew he was a schnauzer guy.
I did, too. I didn't realize he had three.
Didn't realize he's got three of these little three of the little guys.
Oh, and he's Craig's one of those pet owners.
What's that?
He's a Roger Clemens.
Oh, he named them all this. Oh, I didn't even notice.
A LeVar Ball. Well, he's not a LeVar Ball. That's unfair.
Oh, you're right. Samson, Sebastian, Sophie.
Uh-huh.
He's an S dog name guy.
He's an alliteration guy.
He likes the alliteration.
With his animals, with his pets.
Do you know what else I like about this, though? I don't know if Craig is holding like a steak or what, but to get three dogs to pose for a picture like that is hard to do. So, Craig, if you're out there, please text us your secret.
I've known some really well-trained German shepherds that could do it, but
yeah, right?
Smaller dogs, like, hey.
A lot of the times not. I think I've been around at least one of those dogs. The other two, I don't think I've have been around, but that's a great little breed. I don't have a lot of experience with schnauzers, but he's the schnauzer guy I know. So if you want to send us some pictures of your pets today, Rita sent us a picture in of the lovely Dolly, who is just adorable. Look at Dolly's face. That just makes me happy. It's like a beagle or basset cross or something. What is that's a beautiful dog. What a sweet girl. That's what you want there. So we got that going on today. Love
that dog could talk.
Love your pet day.
Does Rita say at home?
I'm sure. Well, she's
read her Twitter handle.
Quiet, demure. never says really what's on her mind.
Even keel,
I think is a good way to say that.
So did you see any of the Bryce Harper stuff that's coming out that the White Sox in certain ways actually gave him a better offer?
You mean Machado?
Machado. Yeah, Machado.
Yes.
And now some stuff's coming out about Harper that he's already turned down multiple $300 million offers.
I saw the GM in a golf cart looking pretty pissed for the White Sox.
Rakan, yeah.
Yeah, whatever that dude's name is.
Yeah, or Kenny Williams.
Kenny Williams, right.
I think they showed both of them last night. But yeah, they felt like they really, I think the White Sox may have gotten away with one, but they're obviously trying to make a splash. They're maybe a year behind or it's close, but they've got a loaded farm system where San Diego is. So they did everything they could signing John Jay and Yonder Alonso. They signed his best friend and brother-in-law.
Yeah, they gave it so they made, let's see if I read this right or heard it right. They gave him like an 8-year deal, but more per year. And he just was really stuck on the whole time frame. Plus, I guess he was stuck on playing in San Diego versus Chicago. Maybe.
How dare you?
I don't know. I'm wondering.
Chicago's
I don't know.
A great town.
He just, you know.
Now, as my dad did bring up, so he is a Southsider, brought it up last night. He said, Chicago's great, but maybe playing on the South Side with the meth dad and son fans.
Well, yeah.
That's one instance. It's unfair.
Just one time. Right, it's one time. Yeah, I would think that the reputation of those two teams for Machado, he's probably going to lean San Diego.
Well, where's Machado from, too?
He's from the West, isn't he?
He's from Miami. So San Diego's going to appeal.
You're
San
right.
Diego's going to feel a little bit more like home.
He's a beach guy.
Than negative 20.
He's a beach guy. He's a coast guy. That makes sense. Yeah, that was a little weird. Yeah, Kenny Williams could not hold his. He was trying to hold his emotions. He gave the line about, I'm wearing my sunglasses so you guys can't see how mad I am or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, he said, we're disappointed.
Kenny, if we haven't been watching you for 20 years, we'd buy that. Next time you hold your emotions, holler.
That's true. I've never really wondered what is.
Ironically, you won't be hollering at that point.
What is Kenny Williams thinking? I've never really thought that. Yeah, he usually lets you know.
Kenny Williams
usually lets you know what's going on. So we will talk with Jeff Howe coming up at 5:05. Had a little trouble with the phone reception there. We got North Carolina and Duke coming up tonight. We talked about that. We'll see if the country tunes in tonight for that. You got a Wednesday night. There is no NBA. They're not back till tomorrow. Baseball has not begun.
I mean, it just sets up for it,
it's
right?
It's right there.
This is kind of like our final test on this.
8 o'clock Central.
If the average person is watching, and it's frustrating because the average person used to love this, and even before we got to the tournament, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was
way
before we got to the tournament.
Yeah, I was trying.
And I don't know where I'd be. I don't, because I do this for a living. So I thought about it. Would I watch any of this if I was doing something else? I mean, I didn't have to. After watching different eras that, mm-hmm. that my mind, you know, knows are better, at least were better as a fan to watch, I think I still would, not as much.
If I'm on the Eastern Seaboard tonight and it's a 9 o'clock tip, are those folks watching tonight too? I wonder that. Because there, I mean, that game occurs in the Eastern time zone,
mm-hmm.
right? North Carolina is the Eastern time zone, I believe. So you're out there.
Yeah, it is.
It's 9 for them. But if you're not a Duke or Carolina fan and you're on the East Coast, do you care about this game? Are you, you're in New York, you're in Pennsylvania, whatever it is. You're in some of those areas where.
Carolina is East Coast, isn't it?
Philadelphia. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
It's got to be.
Eastern time. Although I fooled.
I don't remember when I was there.
Although I fooled myself last year. We went to Alabama. Part of that is Central and part of that is Eastern. I didn't realize that. They're not all Eastern time in Alabama.
Drive through Indiana.
But I think.
We don't even practice it.
We don't even. That's a weird one, too. Yeah, that is really strange. But I'm guessing that ratings will be pretty good. Again, they're not going to go crazy. But for them, for college basketball in this era.
I think so.
I bet it's going to be good. And it's going to all start with Zion. Because people just. He's become a name. He's already a one-name guy. Nobody has to even worry about the last name at this point.
I don't know how he translates to the next level. I like him as a college basketball player. I like that he wants to win. I like his grit. He's made some passes. He's handled the ball at times where I just thought, this guy can do a lot of different things, and he understands his game. I think I'm happy that he's not always trying to show maybe the next level what I can do, other things I can do.
Yeah, so far, if I was an NBA coach, scout, GM, whatever, I like some of the intangibles that I see with him and around him. Right, when he talks about, like you said, he talks about the team aspect of things. He doesn't feel like a selfish player just by nature. That block when he's flying out there on defense,
that was impressive.
That did not hurt him, hurt his stock moving forward at all. He's the first thing that I'm looking forward to seeing tonight.
But like the Louisville game, down 23, and some of the plays he made, and you can just see it. He wanted it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he
maybe one and done, but this is going
to
matter.
And he talked about responding to to a timeout discussion from Coach K. Hey, what did Coach K tell you?
Don't coach losers.
He told us I don't coach. He said I don't coach losers. We got to be winners. And I mean, you could tell he's paying attention to everything, and Coach K is dialing him up right. But sometimes you can see it in Coach K's face. He knows what he's dealing with here. He knows these three guys are one and done and gone. But sometimes he'll just smile at the media like, "You think that was me? You think I did that? These guys are just freaks."
So, I don't know about that. I really don't. I mean, Zion maybe.
Right.
But they're really good players. Really good players. There's no doubt about it. But it's different comparison, obviously. But Zion's averaging 22.5. He's averaging 9 rebounds. He's almost averaging a double-double. Thing I love, he's averaging 2.5 steals a game, or close.
Yeah, that's impressive for a guy that big.
Yeah, I mean, so I like his anticipation. I like him a lot.
Yes.
And for this college basketball, he is a freak.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it is. It's like it's all the combination of it together where Coach K deep down knows what he's looking at there.
He gets it.
But he understands that, in this version of college basketball, Zion Williamson is tough to deal with.
It'd be fun to see them make a run. But I am excited to see Coby White, who I talked about earlier, who's the Carolina Carolina point guard and a freshman going up against Trey Jones. And I think that's going to
be the
that's going to be a really important matchup and one to keep an eye on. And Carolina is, I don't know, I'm kind of rooting for Carolina in this in a weird way.
Yeah. I think there's probably a lot of people in that boat because
I'm at least rooting for it to be a game. We'll see once it gets down to it. Because I was rooting for Louisville, and then once Duke went on that run, I started to kind of fall for that Duke team a little bit.
That's true. Yeah, I think most people are going to be in that boat though. Want the Tar Heels?
Give me a game.
Want the Tar Heels to make it a game, and then see what you get out of it. I know I was rooting like crazy for Tennessee to make it more of a game with Kentucky over the weekend. Although they put up a decent fight, and Kentucky was just better by the end. We'll see what we get out of tonight. That is 8 o'clock. ESPN, if you want to check out Duke and North Carolina. They are they're locked in with some crazy stats over the last 102 games, 51-51. It cannot get any closer than that. That's what they've been doing these last few years.
Carolina started 6-2. Remember, one of those losses was to Texas.
That's right. The Kerwin Roach went crazy game.
Mm-hmm. And Roy Williams was talking afterwards, I'm just doing a bad job as a coach. I'm not coaching well, yada, yada, yada. And they've gotten that thing together.
Yeah, he'll tell you what he thinks. Roy will tell you. Roy will give you the golly and the gosh darn it and tell you what he thinks of these guys. We'll see what happens tonight in that one. That is at Duke, the first one. They'll go to North Carolina in about 12 days or so and get it on in Chapel Hill. Coming up in the Big Three, some other basketball scores from last night. A couple teams getting big wins and a team suffers a key loss in the Big 12 last night. Also a big road win for a team in the Big 10. Also, Rod Babers jumping in with the Longhorn Insider segment. Does he care about Carolina and Duke tonight? We'll talk about that, get some football stuff in with him as well. As we sit 9 days away from the combine, and Texas will start practicing in 19 days. This is The Horn. Chad and Kevin with you on a Wednesday. Trey's playing Gary Clark Jr. throughout the week because his new album hits on Friday. This is from the second album. I can never remember what this one's called either. Can't Sleep at Night or Can't...
Can't Sleep.
Can't Sleep. Okay, there you go. It's a great song. Very memorable. His songs just get in your head in the best way. In the best possible way. Love Gary. All right, that album comes out this weekend. Speaking of music, Breaking Benjamin coming back to Austin with special guests Chevelle, 3 Days Grace, and Diamante. Somebody call Nick Schwartz. September 9th out at Austin 360 Amphitheater at Circuit of the Americas. Some people call that CODA. We got tickets to give away. Go to hornfm.com to get registered. That is a Schwartz rock concert, as Tyler Coe used to say, if there ever was one. Nick Schwartz, if you're out there, you got to know about that one, brother.
Because of the people?
Yeah, he loves those bands. That is his
style.
That's his avenue. That's gotcha. his boardwalk of music there. All right, we got Big Three coming up. Also, some great pictures coming in on Twitter for the Love Your Pet Day. Somebody sent their pet in action.
That is cool. Look, they've got the whole setup there.
Yeah, so the dog going through some agility stuff. This is Rufus, thanks to, it was like Cooter. Who sent us that?
Cooter.
And that is cool. That's one thing I need to see more of. I've seen that a little bit, but I'd love to go watch more. The dogs going through the agility, border collies and stuff
I'm
like that.
I'm surprised you haven't.
Yeah, I need to go see more of that.
Now, have we gotten any other? Because it is National Pet Day. So
National Love Your Pet Day. Yeah, a lot of people sending dogs. And
whatever, National Pet Day. That's what it is.
Okay, Pet Day, right. But we have not seen a lot of cats. Here's a dog.
Well, we've seen some cats, but...
Dog wearing a Longhorn hat.
Oh, that's nice. We've actually gotten some cats. I'm thinking about someone's got to have a pig or...
Oh, you're looking for exotics.
A pet squirrel, mm-hmm. Even a snake.
Yeah, maybe. I'd like to see that.
My mom has fish.
It's a nice group with a Great Pyrenees.
That's a
on the right.
Dog. We're actually all three, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful dogs. All right, yeah, if you have exotic, yeah, please don't feel like it needs to be a dog or a cat. Kevin's got cats. I got a dog. Rod Babers has two dogs. None of us own snakes or lizards or salamanders.
No,
or
but like I said,
rabbits,
my mom has fish.
Right.
I'd own a squirrel if they were just calmer.
Your mom would still have the raccoons if she was in
raccoons, so.
Yeah. Anything.
Not inside, but she fed them every day.
Sadly, a lot of things can be pets. I wouldn't have most of them as pets, but a lot of people do.
They just got a big lion out of someone's house.
A what?
Overfed lion.
Like a lion?
Like a lion. Yeah.
Like a full,
forgot where it was.
With the mane and the whole thing?
Whole thing.
Houston. It was a tiger.
It was a tiger, sorry.
A tiger?
Yeah.
Come on now.
My theory is that...
Because that can't kill you.
Yeah, right.
My theory is that the owner committed suicide by just locking himself in the cage with the tiger. Because how else does a tiger get overweight like that, especially if it's in an abandoned house?
Oh.
Look at that. I think Detective Elling might be onto something there.
Mm, good work.
You might be right.
Good work, Trey.
All right.
That's a little morbid, but that's my theory.
It is.
It's a lot morbid, but I think you're right. I think you're accurate.
I think pigs are really smart from what I've heard, and I think I could do it, but I just enjoy the taste so much that I can't cross that.
Oh, I see. Your morals, your food morals would get to you.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, that's true.
There is a line.
I do love bacon to a point where I don't think I could.
I just don't think I
have
could.
It as a pet. Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
That's why you only keep it around for 2 years. That's when it gets to prime eating form.
That's true. Luke Perry had a pig.
Oh,
remember there were some Hollywood people back in the day that had pigs?
Oh, yeah. They're supposed to be very sanitary animals. Like, they're not real contrary to, like, the mud thing. They're not dirty animals, apparently.
I just couldn't get to know them, because once I get to know them, then...
Oh, I know. All you're thinking is BLT.
Right.
No, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. All right, let's get you a quick big three here, and then we'll talk to Rod.
The big three.
A parrot.
A parrot. Nobody sent us a bird picture yet.
I'm waiting for a bird picture.
Yeah, where are those? It's Big Three brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialist. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Dan Slaughter so you can have any pet you want. 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com. Pretty slow day in the world of sports. Of course, we had the Manny Machado news yesterday. Today, it's the Major Applewhite news. He is going to be an analyst at Bama. That is now done. Texas baseball gets a nice win against Rice. They get set up for their first home series. And tonight in college basketball, it is those two shades of blue. Pick your side. North Carolina at Duke, 8:00 ESPN. Last night, if you missed it, you did.
Hold on. Best Carolina team you've ever seen, best Duke team you've ever seen. I want to get those on the text line, Specs text line.
Well, you're going to have to ask me tomorrow because it's probably what I'm going to see tonight. That's not true.
Not true.
No. Best Duke team and best Carolina team. That's a great question. We'll bring Rod Babers in with the Longhorn Insider segment as we're starting to think about this. Rod, I was going to ask you how excited you are as a fan of, and I don't know, we haven't talked with you a whole lot about through your life, how much of a college basketball fan have you been?
Ooh.
And then how excited do you get for a game like this in 2019?
That is a good question. I'm not a big college basketball fan. I watch a lot of Longhorn basketball, mm-hmm. and that's why I am the kind of college basketball fan that comes to the television screen tonight for Zion.
Gotcha.
And that's okay. What college basketball needs more of. I mean, I would say Anthony Davis was the last must-see star that I can remember, the brow in college basketball. Like, I got to get to the television. I got to watch him play. If he's going to be on primetime, I got to watch the brow. He's
I such did a like watching. Freak. I think you're right about that for you know me personally, and I think maybe I'm just a bigger college basketball
you're
fan.
Bigger, so you're a bigger fan than I am.
Lonzo
question.
Ball was – I just couldn't keep
Lonzo
my
Ball,
eyes off.
Lonzo Ball, yeah. It's good, he was so strange, too. The shot
was just
weird.
Everything he was doing, though, getting to the rim and setting people up.
That's good. But
Davis was different, yes.
No, but even to that point, though, I think college basketball needs, and they can't really do anything about this. It's not really their fault, much like I complained about the dunk contest. They need star power. I mean, this is all what right. star power does. Ticket sale, ticket prices for Duke basketball, which, by the way, may be the most avid fan base out there, period. I mean, they are loyal fans in college
it's
basketball.
Such a tough ticket because, Chad, what is it?
8,000?
8,000, yeah. 9,000, yep.
And I think ticket sales are like 82%. I mean, they set the highest ticket sold, the highest ticket price for tickets sold for this game tonight. North Carolina Duke was what $10,000,
mm-hmm.
over $10,000. That's Zion. That's the Zion effect. So when you have star power like that, like listen, Bryce Harper is going to get paid more money than Manny Machado. He's not a better player than Manny Machado. Manny Machado's got it's going to be more impactful. Probably plays more impact positions. He has more versatility, all that kind of stuff. Yet Bryce Harper is going to get more money. You want to know why?
Because he's more versatile to the fan base.
Boom. Well, we just know the name.
The name.
Everybody knows the name Bryce Harper, the cachet. Manny Machado is known, but you got to be a baseball guy to know Manny Machado.
My girlfriend
might know who Bryce Harper is by chance. She may know.
Yep. And if you ask baseball people, I said this to Chad yesterday, and if you ask me, on the field, I think Manny Machado is better. The reason that Harper has more value is because he can have some crossover.
Exactly.
He just can. He can put asses in the seats and sell jerseys, period.
Exactly right.
Which is part of that value of what I'm paying you.
Exactly. Yeah. That is value.
Because he hit that homer last year in the Derby, and he threw that bat that way, and he slung that hair that way, and people just remember it.
Yep.
No.
Differently than you do when Kevin and I come to work and say, did you see the play Machado made at third? We saw it. But did somebody that's not a baseball fan see it? Probably not.
Probably not. And in that vein, you know, Bryce Harper's going to be on some commercials. Manny Machado's probably not going to be on commercials, period. I mean, there's going to be his commercials with Bryce Harper in the next 2 or 3 years. There won't be a Manny Machado commercial. But to San Diego, Manny Machado means a lot.
Oh, he does.
You can
get
to the Latino demographic.
Yep.
They're trying to rebuild. Yeah, they got a great farm system, all that kind of stuff. The only team that void,
the
right?
The only team
this
there.
This is the time to go all in. But that's why you need star power.
You
got to get star power to put butts in seats. And Machado's got some of that. Bryce Harper's got more. But I think that's
good call
what college
the Latin
basketball.
Connection. Oh, I didn't think about that.
Oh, man, that's big, especially in San Diego.
Yep.
Even bigger. So, yeah, that's why I think everybody should be excited because, I mean, you don't get a lot of star. It's hard to be a star in 1 year. And if you're a really good basketball player, Jackson Hayes is going to go to the NBA draft and be a top 10 pick. But
he's not one of the best players in college basketball. It's all potential.
It's all projection.
Right.
But
right.
Zion is not projection. We're watching
him
like
he's a great player.
He's a great player right now. So that I'm excited for college basketball in that respect. Yeah.
All right. So just the question's been percolating ever since Kevin asked it. So best Duke team, best Carolina team. Am I lazy if I say the best Duke team that popped in my
92.
Head is the one that beat UNLV?
No, you're not.
Okay, because that's like
it's the easy route.
It's the easy route, but is it also the correct route?
I don't know. I really want to hear from Duke team. But I mean, you think about some of the other ones. I don't think I put the Jay Williams, Dunleavy, Boozer teams on there, but they were really damn good teams. Avery Johnson was it? Not Avery Johnson. William Avery, Elton Brand, Corey Maggette would have been a sixth man as a freshman.
Yeah,
so you want to go to that team, and it may have been the most loaded, but they lost to UConn, so I'm not sure you give it to them. Duke's had a bunch in our lifetime, and Carolina's had two. I mean, in our lifetime, we'd probably say 82. I don't remember 82
live. Are you going back to Jordan, what days you go back to with North Carolina? You're going back that far?
No. Carolina would be, I mean, hell, the Stackhouse Wallace teams were loaded. Yes. Their 93 team may have been their best team ever.
The first group I thought of was that Wallace group, and then obviously you got to give love to Perkins and Worthy and Jordan and that time frame. So probably the Jordan shot team in 82. Mm-hmm. But the other one that came to my mind was Wallace and Stackhouse and those guys. They were so good.
And North Carolina, they came in here as a 8 seed, I believe, and took out the second round number 1 Oklahoma. As an 8 seed, it shows you how deep college basketball was back then. But also, they had Rick Fox, Kenny Smith.
Yeah.
I mean, they had really good players.
Big name.
J.R. Reed.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, they're an 8 seed? It reminded me of like when USC's down in football. Oh, they still got NFL guys, trust me. There's just something going on. There's just something going on this year.
So now we're talking early 90s?
We're talking that would have been 1990, here,
gotcha.
Which was, 90. Oh, that was good. Nigel Knight came in with Dayton, the Flyers. You had Kendall Gill on that Illinois team a year after.
Kendall Gill, what a great reference. Oh. Kendall Gill. That's awesome.
Dude, I was bathing naked. Bathing naked with chocolate with hoops back then.
Yeah, but I mean, back then, there was like, I don't know, there's so much star power, but because obviously the guys were not one and done.
Everything I said just backed up your point.
Yeah, it was just so much star power back then. You got railing off all these names. I was like, damn, I remember watching those names.
It's your point.
In college at times. But I watched college basketball back then, but probably not because I focused on a team or I was really a fan of a team. I was watching because of the star players. You know what I mean?
I just get in later now. And so Chad was asking me about Carolina. And
I've
gotten
to
know Carolina a lot more the last couple of weeks. But tonight should be good.
Tonight's special.
I'm optimistic about it.
I don't know. I mean, other than we talk about how college basketball has become a one-month sport, I mean, this is their chance to kind of steal some of that sports calendar from baseball and from football, NFL,
did you
free
hear
agency,
what he read?
The combine and all that kind of stuff. They get to steal some territory.
There's nothing else tonight.
This is it. I told my girl, I was like, we got to get some good. I'm focused on a good sporting event when I start worrying about the menu early. I'm like, babe, what are we eating tonight? It's a good game.
Yeah. I mean,
I gotta have a good.
It's gonna be a Pluckers.
Right.
Oh, spicy lemon pepper.
NBA not till tomorrow. Baseball has not begun yet on the pro level, and I don't think anybody's putting a college baseball game tonight. Not that that would get in the way of this. I mean, this ought
to
have
is it.
it ought to have a decent rating. Whatever decent rating means in 2019, when these two get together with that guy
with
on
that
one
guy.
Of the teams,
yeah, that guy.
With a one-name situation already,
you
better watch.
And then some obviously some talented guys for Duke that are freshmen, and Carolina's got, like I said, that mix. I think if you haven't looked at Carolina, I think they've won 8 out of their last 9. They've gotten it together. So this should be these teams coming together well. And obviously Duke's been on a nice run, a hell of a run.
Yeah, we haven't seen, like you talked about this too, Chad, we haven't seen a lot of instances where these two teams play and it hasn't been a competitive matchup. That's why it's arguably one of the greatest rivalries, period, college or pro, is because when has one of the sides been down for an extended period of time or even for any period of time?
It was years ago.
Right? Yeah.
It was years ago. Yeah, Jason always shoots me the finger when he walks by.
I was going to say, the boss shoots you the finger?
It's a tradition.
Okay, good.
All out of love. It's all out of love.
I need to go on the unemployment line.
It's all out of love.
Going on some interviews at the boss.
Oh, he was standing there for 5 minutes doing it, and I finally looked over and I thought, oh, God, that's been you in the doorway the whole time?
It's like in the NFL, if my coach had given me the finger out, so I'm probably going to get cut.
I'm probably
going to get traded.
Out of here.
That's what Mike Tomlin did to Antonio Brown on his way out.
Yeah.
Like, here you go.
So here's your other quick inside thing before we let you go here. Jason also used to love to, he hadn't done it in a while, he used to love to come in here during a break when Kevin was out of the room. He would lock the door. And then he would sit in the chair and video it to see just how hard Kevin was going to lean into the door to see if he could get Kevin to hurt himself.
Because, you know, most of the time I'm talking to someone as I'm coming in.
That is true. I've seen you do
and
it.
So
and you just lean in.
I lean in with the shoulder.
This is true.
And one time it kind of like messed up my back. And
oh, he was
of
not
my
happy.
Hip. And yeah.
He was not happy.
And Jason actually felt bad.
Yeah.
I really should have played that out for money.
You should have.
God.
What do you mean? Come on.
I dropped the ball.
That's how you get a bonus right there, man.
Drop the ball. Lost a ball and drop a ball.
I don't want to be the focus of practical jokes from my boss.
No.
I'd be very uncomfortable.
No. Well, I mean, the good thing is that, it means he's somewhat comfortable.
No, he's cool. He's awesome.
I guess.
So you haven't met Jason yet.
No, Jason is awesome, but I think of like the NFL. Like when I see Jason walking around here, I'm like, oh, something bad's going on. When you see the head coach walking around the locker room, it's never a good thing. Because they're never in the locker room.
They're
always there to like talk to somebody, to have a conversation with you.
He used to be here all the time, and now he's got other stuff going on. Not dropping the ball. He's got his foot and everything.
Yeah, he does.
He used to walk in here, and he'll stand right behind me, and he puts his hand just really lightly on top of my head.
That I love.
To see if he can get me to just freak out. Because I'm like, what is that on?
Oh, man.
And then I don't help you out at all.
No, nothing on Kevin's face tells me he's even standing.
I don't know.
I'm a wide receiver.
It's terrifying.
Who just stares at you like this the whole time, even when the ball's coming. I've learned how to just go trailing, and it's coming, and I'm not giving you any signal.
Dead inside.
I'm dead inside.
And then right at the end, hands, boom.
Boom, yeah.
He catches it.
Hands go.
It's that Edelman, baby.
Perfect.
Edelman. Yeah.
Then when I'm walking back, I give you bug eyes. Woo.
Yeah. Rod Babers, enjoy that Carolina Duke game tonight.
All right, fellas. Have
fun.
A good one.
Get that menu set.
Rod Babers, 1-3 tomorrow and every weekday with the Rodcast. Coming up, your chance to jump in. Sorry we couldn't have an afternoon blitz yesterday because we had a guest in studio. But today, we definitely have room for you. So jump on in. 447-3776, and then Kevin's got one and done for you on the horn.
The Blitz.
All right, let's see if we can get an afternoon blitz going on.
447-3776.
Sorry, we were listening to how much Trey loves his dogs. First blitzer on a Wednesday. You're up.
Two things. Number one, I was wondering if at Horn Bash, do you guys ever entertain or would like to do a video game tournament? I think it'd be pretty sweet. You get a lot more people in it. And number two, did you hear the report Zion Williamson gained 100 pounds in 2 years in high school? Is that fake or what the hell is going on there?
Wow. I heard a bunch. I didn't hear that number. And I don't know. I don't know if that's fake or not. That's a good question. And
did he say fake or is it safe?
I don't know.
That much?
Safe. Yeah. That'd probably be it.
Was it good for him?
He said fake.
Oh, he said fake. Okay. I thought he was saying, is it safe for the kid to grow that
may
much?
Be the better question.
Yeah, maybe.
Or are they kind of adding to that a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
I like the video game suggestion.
I like that idea.
Speaking of, guys, was Jackson Hayes just 6 feet tall as a freshman? Haven't heard that one at all this year.
No, I've not heard.
Is dad the NFL guy?
No clue. Family connections, nothing. Blitzer number two, you're up.
The SAP channel was invented because of lifeless lumps like Jay Billis.
Wow. How about Sal taking a shot at Jay Billis?
See, I'd put Jay Billis on the most hated list if it was based solely on the broadcasting. I don't remember him much as a player, but as a broadcaster, can't stand him.
Yeah, Sal
yeah, a lot
would
of people can't
him.
Stand
he been,
that.
He would have been on that 86 team that lost to Louisville.
Yeah, you're right. The loss to Never Nervous Purpose,
Never
right?
Nervous.
Blitzer number three, you're up.
Hey, Chad and Kevin.
Hey, Chupito.
Hey, man, it's been a while. Finally be able to get me a headset from the commissary. But anyways, can't wait to see you guys at the Horn Bash. Also, shout out to Tom Herman and his staff for picking up some big boys for the offensive line to protect Sam, Bam Bam Sam, as we call him over here in the joint.
Mm-hmm. In the
there
joint.
You go. There you go. Hope time in the joint is passing by quickly. Remember, you only do 2 days, the day you get in, the day you get out. Blitzer number four, you're up.
All right, Trey, give me the breaking news. I got it right here for you.
Wow.
Ready?
Yes.
Tom Herman has picked.
Did you just fake your own phone problem?
That's exactly what
he did. Is that what
you
just did, Digger?
Yeah, it may have been a shot at Jeff. We're getting Jeff on here.
Wow.
505.
And finally, Blitzer number five. You're up.
And that's the story of Mike Matheny and the bird poop.
Now, you know what?
And that's the story of
Trey?
Mike Matheny
Trey?
And the bird poop.
He timed it out well. He timed it out
just
well.
Just happy we got all five.
Yeah.
No conspiracy there. That really happened.
Yeah, there it is. He called in, made it. It was natural. It was organic. Blitzer five. Excellent.
It was open.
Excellent job.
Not totally surprising.
Blitzender guy. All right. Let's get you a little one and done from Mr. Kevin Dunn. We got a sponsor.
This segment brought to you by Texas Card House. With an all-new tournament lineup for 2019, 5K guaranteed on Monday and Wednesday nights, 10K and 20K guarantees on Sunday. Check out the full calendar at TexasCardHouse.com.
That sounds like a lot of money. Here's Kevin Dunn.
All right. Major Applewhite going to take his talents to Alabama. I think this is a really good move for Major. Kind of where he's at in his career. He does want to be a head coach, but he's still very young for that position and for that job. So maybe not as young as it used to seem, but you can coach obviously into your 60s, and we got some coaches that do it into their 70s. But he needs to kind of have a little bit of a reset after what happened in Houston. And I think that the position, he had to take that job, but it's one of those jobs that you have to take, but you wish you would have had more leverage and you could have passed on it. Because, look, the fact that the president came out right after the hire and put that much pressure on him saying that if you do go, what was it, 8-5, it's not going to do it here and you're not going to be the head coach here. We expect double-digit wins. And I get that considering what they had done, but it automatically put him in a rough situation. And he obviously did some things that didn't help out and that he's going to have to learn from. And this is no better person to learn from. I'm curious to see what that relationship's going to be like with Saban, because it wasn't the best relationship first time around, I'll put it that way. But Major's learned a lot, grown a lot, and Nick Saban has changed a lot. Think about Nick Saban offensively and what he would do and wouldn't do. One of their biggest problems, Chad, is that Major wanted to go a little bit more forward thinking and open it up a little bit and maybe go a little more spread. Well, Nick has finally gone there, so I think this could be good timing for these two guys to get back together and for it to really help out Major for the next part of his career.
That is an intriguing point I had not thought of.
Thought about it today. I was like, what? I was like, I can't really get into some stuff Major said, because that's Major. You can't repeat half of what he says. Because of the cussing.
But from a football standpoint, was Major
that was the biggest thing.
Was Major Applewhite the Lane Kiffin idea guy before Lane Kiffin? I don't mean they had the same ideas, but was he a forward thinking offensive guy that walked into Nick's world and he wasn't ready to accept it yet? But when the Lane Kiffin thing happened, he was ready to accept the new ideas.
I think that, and then also think about Major the first time he's around there. He was co-OC with who? An older coach who I think Saban probably leaned on more, and Major felt maybe a little bit out of that picture.
I don't remember who that was. I don't remember.
Think. Florida. Colorado State. Florida.
Colorado State.
He would have left Alabama to go to Colorado
McElwain?
State.
McElwain.
McElwain was there.
Wow, I forgot about that.
These coaches swap some spit, I'm telling you.
I forgot he was there at the same time McElwain was.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so maybe.
So it's just, okay. it's a different Saban, it's a different Major, and it's a different situation. He's coming in as an analyst, but the fact that they did lose seven of their 10 coaches. Seven of their 10 coaches, Chad, gone from last year's staff.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be crazy to think there could be more attrition next year.
Plus, I believe this is true. When Major was there last time, Major wasn't a parent, and we know Nick Saban is such a people person, and maybe they'll just connect over that. Nick will want to see baby pictures and talk about raising kids.
No, he's got two kids. I got a feeling it's going to be, who was the coach that did this? Oh, it was Bruce Arians, who would get to like 5 o'clock, and they'd just done everything. Look, we can sit there and go over everything again, but at 5 o'clock, he'd look at his staff and go home. Go see your wife. Go see your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Live.
I heard stories like that about Dungy, too.
When Dungy
with
that.
The Colts would send guys home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
One of the caveats
Belichick's
of
like
Sterling
that.
Gilbert.
Oh, absolutely.
One of the caveats of Sterling Gilbert and Maddox coming here is that Maddox could bring his kids around the football facility during the season, knowing how long the hours are for coaches, and Charlie was cool with it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who was the White Sox that Chris Sale stood up for? Who wanted to have his kid around the clubhouse?
Was it Kaneko? No.
Adam
no.
LaRoche?
I think that may
was
be
it, LaRoche?
It. That may be it.
Yeah. Stood up for the thing about having a young LaRoche in the locker room. I think that's who it was.
Sale. Chad did not like that story.
No, I did not. No, I did not like that story. And I like Adam LaRoche. He was a Brave. I have to like Adam LaRoche.
No, you don't like kids.
It's just, come on, man. What are we doing?
You don't like kids at work.
I don't like, right.
And that's fine.
In those situations. What did I see recently? Was it the All-Star game? Sometime in the NBA. A guy was holding a baby in the press conference, and they said, that's the baby of the strength and conditioning coach. And I went, wait a minute. It's not even his baby?
Well, that's what you do.
He's just holding random babies. What are you doing?
It's the same way that Art Briles holds up a Bible as a shield. It's not, you don't really follow any of that or believe that, but you know you're going to get some tough questions.
Oh.
So you go up there in a press conference, you grab anyone's baby. Hey, give me a baby. Give me a baby. It's Uncle Kev. Don't ask me that question with my nephew right here.
I hope there's somebody listening right now that thinks that I consciously set up an Art Briles joke. That
no.
was wonderful.
And for all you Briles apologists, I'm really sorry for that. It's, yeah, that's on me.
That is. Obviously, that's all you. That's
all me. All
clearly
me. Not
you. Not nothing to do with Art Briles there at all. All right, coming up, we'll see if we can connect with Jeff Howe of 24/7 Sports and CBS Sports. We had a scratchy phone situation last hour. We want to bring you as much info as we can, and we want to actually be able to hear it. So we'll get Jeff Howe on coming up from 24/7 Sports. Don't move. It's the Horn.